Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Wednesday, January 2nd, and time for an all-new Daily Rants and Raves. This is Gary K, and this is my Daily Rants and Raves for the year 2013. This is the very first one. And in 2013, we're proud to have Mitsubishi Electronics again as a sponsor of Rave Radio and all of our Rave Radio podcasts. In today's podcast, specifically dealing with what's going on in the consumer electronics market. As you may know, the CES show, the Consumer Electronics Show, starts later on this week, or early, actually this weekend. And that's the typical show where annually manufacturers, every big consumer electronics manufacturer, intros all their new products for the year. Some of them ship right after CES, like most of the TVs that are introduced by companies like Sony and Samsung and Mitsubishi. And then some products don't ship till later on in the year. And those will be the products like some of the new set-top boxes, products that ultimately would compete with, say, the Apple TV products that are out there, or Google TV products. And then there's some sort of future-looking products, like you're going to see robots at CES that can help you in the home, more automation systems that are based on different technologies that we haven't seen yet. So I think it's going to be interesting. If you go to ravepubs.com, you'll start seeing about anywhere from 4 to 5 stories a day over the next week or so that we have selected from all the intros at CES to talk about. For example, we have a new article right now about the new televisions that are likely to come out at CES next week. And, of course, there's some articles on some amplifiers and some AV controllers. But one of the things I want to talk to you about is a trend that I'm seeing in consumer electronics where security companies, and you're already seeing it advertised on television now, companies like ADT Security, Brink Security, are advertising home automation. They're not only talking about home monitoring, where they're monitoring your house for security, but automation, where they're able to control your lights, able to control your HVAC system. And some of this is coming from companies like Control 4, where they're partnering with Control 4 to offer those services. But a lot of it is being integrated into the security system themselves. So where we once only had competition coming from other control system companies coming in the market, or new companies getting into the control system market, this presents a different level of competition because security companies are already in the home. They're already been invited in the home, and customers are already paying them $20, $30 a month to monitor their home. So this will be in another sort of level of invasion into the high-end home market by security companies who will leverage the fact that they already have a controller in your house to add features to that controller, like control of heating and air conditioning systems, lighting, door locks, home monitoring, visual monitoring, and also even ultimately control of your television set potentially one day. So this is something that I think we need to watch out for and will be a trend in 2013. You're already seeing them advertise it on television. Another thing that you're going to see is a lot of different size televisions. I predict that next week CES, the big story with HDTV won't be 4K resolution. In fact, and it won't be TVs with more smart features. I predict that the big thing in CES next week for TVs will be different sizes. I think the year of 2013 is going to be the year that we see televisions go away from the 16:9 size and introduce other sizes. And it makes the functionality of smart TVs a little bit more realistic when you go away from these sizes. For example, this way, let's say you have a TV that is more 4:3 aspect ratio, for example, where you can put a 16:9 image up in native resolution HD, and below it you can have your Twitter feed. Simultaneously being interfaced by your cell phone that's sitting there that you're holding while watching television. Or while watching a sporting event, you're actually able to see statistics in different camera angles, but not reducing the resolution of the game, but by augmenting that content from the game with other stuff coming in like statistics and, as I said, different camera angles. So I think that's going to be interesting. And also you're going to start seeing translucent televisions, televisions you can see through. Those will be used in the digital signage market, but they'll also find their way in the home as a home decorator item, as a home design item. So these are going to be some fun things to look at. And we'll, of course, talk again about the neat things that were introduced at CES starting this weekend. But in the meantime, check out ravepubs.com, and you can look and see what we put up there every day from the CES show. And, of course, you can check back with this radio podcast my daily rants and raves, and I'll tell you what I think is important to listen to that day. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to a great 2013. And again, thanks Mitsubishi Electronics for being an incredible supporter of Rave Radio and our Rave Radio podcast.